I love the factories, I love the rubber balls, I love the ukuleles and the sound of spinning tape. I love the things that people make. I love the tricycles, I love the synagogues, I love the Lego, and I love the Lincoln Logs. I love the fishing.
Yes, we're back here on Radio Free World on CKUW 95.9 FM. Right now I'm joined with members of the band Twin, David.
Yeah, David
Forth. And David Forth. And
Leslie.
Hey, Leslie. So you guys just came back a little while ago from a trip to L.A.
Yeah.
You navigated the L.A. River.
Yeah, well, we tried to navigate all of
it. We tried to navigate it. So maybe for the listeners, describe what is the L.A. River exactly?
Well, the L.A. River is 52 miles long. It comes out of the northwest corner, more or less, depending on what you're looking at, but from the mountains that surround Los Angeles. It's a watershed, which is almost a better distinction to give it, which means a lot of tributary creeks and that come into it in its natural state. Who knows? It's not in a natural state. It was canaled in 1938 by the Corps Army Engineers. It was an engineering project that basically made a cement riverbed from start to finish. There are, at the start of the river, some what you might call a green space, more like a recreational other side of the dam space. So there's a major dam controlling flooding. And it's a river that, for the most part, is slow and not, there wouldn't be a lot of water except for the rain season. It has the potential to be somewhat of a floodplain from our understanding.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So now you guys went down there and then tried to navigate it. So why?
Well, Twin has started, it was called the Los Angeles River Music Armada. We had just done the Assiniboine River Music Armada. We're starting a canoe tour initiative where Twin and other people who join us, we tour by canoe. So I guess in layman's term, the canoe is becoming our tour van. The Los Angeles River, we kind of stumbled across it. We were looking for somewhere to do this in the winter. So, you know, California is warm in the winter. And I just really started coming across the current political situation in Los Angeles with the river. An exciting thing happened, or the perception of an exciting thing happened, at least. The EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency in the United States, declared it navigable. Once again, which might sound funny. It sounds, oh, you can navigate it. What that means, though, it's huge. It means it's protected, theoretically protected by the Clean Water Act federally now. And I started reading about the canaling. There had been some other energy. There had been some other people canoeing it and challenging the jurisdiction of the river. And we just wanted to go try it and bring attention to that. And at the same time, that brought attention to us and what we're doing, because we're a music based project, but we're also, you know, wanting people to understand what's happening with our water around the world. And we thought that would be great.
Great.
Yeah.
So then I guess there's probably would be a number of people who probably wouldn't be that keen on you guys showing that it's navigable, because then all the environmental restrictions, right?
Well, yeah, and there are many people who weren't very keen on us doing that. Some for relatively decent reasons. Others, I would say, if nothing else, that, challenging something that's being controlled. I look at the L.A. River as a metaphor for Los Angeles and even American life to a certain degree, heavy, regulated, fear-based, and controlled.
So when you guys were down there, what was the you said there's some people that weren't too happy that you guys doing, but what was the overall experience as far as the political situation in LA? How did you feel that when you were there? Did it affect?
Do you want to answer that one?
Sure. I'd say, like, from general public perspective, it was, people were really supportive.
And what about politicians in LA? Were they helpful or?
Yeah, well, so yes and no. we went to City Hall and had a meeting with a city councilor.
We got invited to City Hall.
So that was potentially really exciting.
And Cool.
Yeah, it's like what we have to understand, which is really important. Like Los Angeles is LA County and the surrounding region. It's a small nation. Like it's 13 to 17 million people in that area. Like, so when you're talking about, you know, yeah. So some, like, to challenge the way, you know, industrial things are flushed out in the city is massive.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about policy that's as relevant as changing certain things in Western Canada.
Right.
It's huge.
Right.
Yeah. So
when you guys were going down there, what was the experience on the LA River? What was it like?
Well, what we had to do, we entered as close as we could to the headwaters. The headwaters are, it's basically a trickle if there's no rain. So we started at a place called the Sepulveda Basin, which is basically a recreation area, very similar to how dams elsewhere, you know, oftentimes they'll have a dam, the water will be backed up, and they'll build a recreation area. That's what they've done in Los Angeles, too. There's golf courses, recreation. Anyways, that's where we entered. We had to hide our canoes, and we basically covered it with, you know, trees and brush, and that worked very well. So we got on the river about 5 a.m. The first part, it's pretty neat. There's lots of rocks. There's more birds than you would imagine. It is heavily polluted. Like I've never seen a conglomeration of garbage, like cotton trees in the soil, in the water.
Outside of a garbage dump.
Outside of a garbage dump.
I've never seen that much garbage.
Yeah. Really?
It's concentrated. Disgusting.
Plastic.
Just everywhere, right?
Everywhere. In the trees.
But yet at the same time, there's an ecosystem there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Nature prevails.
Yeah.
But it's...
Yeah. It's trying to. And then there's a very, very strange smell in the water. The best we could come up with is a laundry detergent smell. And we're all... Yeah, it's something else. And, like, you know, people joke, like, there, like, you know, the L.A. River is part of folklore and, like, everyday humor there. Like, people are aware of it. You know, it's like, ooh, don't, you know, you'll get three eyes, or don't eat the three-eyed fish, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, parts of it were very shallow and we had to walk through it. So then we went underneath the dam and then we carried on. It was just a little bit too shallow, so we had to walk our canoes for quite a way. So imagine cement walls straight up about 20 feet high, another 10-foot fence on top of that, and then about another foot of barbed wire on that. and you're walking through this.
In six inches of water.
Yeah.
Towing the canoe.
Yeah, so we walked through that, and then we finally got to the fun part, where it dips down for about a 3 by 5 foot channel, and then all the other cement, it's still like channeling for if the water gets higher. So all the water is concentrated into this one thing. It's kind of like a fun ride. So we finally really got going. We were cruising and having a blast, and we had to portage a few areas, and then the police came. With a helicopter, and they squealed a whistle, and like the article I showed you in that, then, you know, that was the gist of that.
And then it ended right there, eh? Then you were
the canoeing aspect of the tour ended. Yeah,
yeah. So then you guys were arrested with what was the situation there? Because in the article, explain that whole situation.
Yeah, I don't think we were arrested. We were definitely...
We weren't arrested.
Yeah, we weren't weren't in handcuffs, but we were definitely not able to leave the police presence in that time. Like, they were keeping us by the... They were having a hard time, and this is getting back to the essence of the story, the LA River. They didn't know what to do with us. Like, there is no way where in the municipal codes or LA County law that prohibits what we're doing. And if you dig deeper, well, it's really not within their jurisdiction. Now, the Corps Army of Engineers and stuff like that might think otherwise, but at this point, they don't have jurisdiction over it. It is an international public waterway.
And the reason that they stopped us is because they got a 911 call from the public saying that there was 6 people with guitars in one canoe. Which isn't true. We had 2 canoes. But so anyway, the helicopter came, and then because of this interesting 911 call, there was about 12 police officers that came in their cruisers just to see what was going on. Because that's a little bit unusual.
And it's interesting too, I guess, to talk a bit about the aspect of it being there, but at the same time hidden. I mean.
The river?
The river itself. Well, you know what I mean? Like, talk about that aspect.
Sure. Yeah. It's not hidden. It's just heavily, like, there are bike paths and stuff. And that kind of, which there's a, I mean, this is all of Los Angeles. So, I mean, you can't even, it, when you're looking at the way this area conducts itself, you can't just pick on the LA River, but it is a heavily fenced town, LA. And so the river falls under that too. And, you know, fences are closed and open almost arbitrarily. It seems to center around rain, like rain's the big panic around there, which I haven't seen the relevance of that yet. Sorry, what am I answering here?
The fact that, you know, it's all fenced off.
Yeah.
It seems all fenced off, but yet when it came to you guys going down there, they didn't know what to do with you, right?
Like, it's fenced off, but it still doesn't change the fact that it's a river, and that's at best a shaky legal ground as to whose jurisdiction it is and stuff like that. It's not hard to get to the river. Like, it's still where, you know, people go to smoke pot and homeless people, and people fish there. I bet you it's catch and release fishing, but people are catching fish, especially closer to Long Beach there.
And, wow.
And it's really like what the incredible thing is, you know, and the river is a metaphor for it too. Los Angeles is this theoretical paradise. You know, that's having a little trouble with the paradise end of things right now.
Yeah. So, yeah. Going forward, what do you think? Do you see other things happening as far as more recognition for the river or more environmental regulations on this? Are these things moving forward a bit or not so much?
I think we learned a lot before we went, and then we learned a ton when we're there. And I think we're still processing a bit. There's definitely a lot of attention on it, probably more than we know, because it's precedent setting what's happening down there. The EPA has chosen it as kind of like this modern like figurehead of America. America's turning around, and you know, it starts at the LA River, which is a good gesture. I just hope it's not a gesture. Municipally, it's not recognized as such yet, and that's kind of why another reason we want to tell people about it is because I want people in Los Angeles to know that they're sitting on a potential internal jewel. And again, like by jewel, I just mean a public space that's for everyone, and it doesn't have to be polluted. You know, it doesn't mean it's going to be a paradise in 5 years and that kind of thing. But anyways, there's definitely, there's projects and money cited for it and cited for the future of Los Angeles. What direction that's going, whether it's like something that adheres to the Clean Water Act, my heart tells me I doubt it. I don't know that though. I would definitely encourage people who are interested to check it out. Whether there's going to be some money surrounding it and some parks built, probably yes. But like to try to return it to a reasonable, sustainable ecosystem at the same time maintaining reasonable flood control in season, I don't know.
And some people who were involved with the river in LA, who are from LA, were telling us that it would be good if we got arrested, because then we would be able to challenge where the designation is and to set precedent. But because nothing really happened with us legally, apart from us being told to get off the river, there isn't, like, we weren't charged with anything, so we can't take that to court.
Well, yeah, we were given a charge of loitering in a ticket format and then told to go to court. And so nobody, the prosecuting attorney hasn't filed. So theoretically, there's 9 months for them to file still under the statute of limitations in the United States. What we have to, like, the ticket we got to, it isn't really a big ticket. Like, but even when we were calling the court and legal entities, people were like, they couldn't tell if it was a citation or a criminal. Like, it's really unclear, and it's kind of on purpose, because no one really wants to touch it.
Right. So, yeah. I guess the ticket is a good metaphor of just what the LA River, how they deal with it. It's very, it's very muddy. They don't know exactly how to deal with it.
Totally. No one knows.
Yeah, no one knows.
Nobody the police didn't even know. Like, there was, the fire department was down in the riverbed with us. They were able to, it's like the scene from Terminator 2. They were able to drive down into the riverbed, and the police are up on top, and they were having a conversation back and forth. They're like, what is it? Is it a river or is it flood control? And it took them a few minutes to figure out that it is actually a river. They decided.
It's a river. And I found out by going to the library, actually, it's in Los Angeles, is that river didn't break through to the ocean until 1825. So it was a marsh area that would like collect from mountains, and then it finally broke through. And it meets up with another really interesting river called the San Gabriel River, and it goes into Long Beach. And I'll quickly note this too, just there was another post-World War II project there, the Breakwater in Long Beach, which, so you've basically got this pollution channel of the LA River going into Long Beach that has a breakwater. So you're sending the pollution to the ocean and then you're holding it in. So Long Beach is this amazing place. It's the ocean. It's incredible by mountains and by a potentially beautiful city. And you can't swim there, you know, so because it's heavily polluted.
It's heavily polluted.
Yeah.
Well, that's really fascinating that you guys did that. Are you guys planning on doing any more of these kind of trips and other...
Yep.
What kind of things are you planning in the future for these sorts of things?
Well, we're going to do the second Assiniboine River Music Armada in early August, mm-hmm. Here from Brandon to Winnipeg again. We play at Brandon, Spruces Provincial Park, Long Plains Native Reservation, Portage la Prairie, in Winnipeg, over about 10 days.
Right on.
Yeah.
Any other international trips you guys are thinking of in the future or no?
Oh, definitely. No, yeah. This doesn't stop at the LA River. Like this canoe tour initiative, whatever we're going to end up calling it forever, is meant to go. We definitely have our eyes on the Mississippi, the Hudson River, the Fraser River. You know, pick a river. And
right.
There's lots.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah. It's
communities tend to be right on the river, so it's
perfect.
Interesting way to tour some.
Yeah.
And like the LA River has gotten like hyper politicized for what we're doing. And I think we wanted to do that. We didn't expect it to go to this extent. But, you know, yeah. Some rivers are it's meant to be a fun thing, too.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, Leslie, thanks a lot for coming in. And it's an interesting story. And I'll be keeping tabs on it to see what happens with the LA River. It's very, very interesting because I've been to LA and you don't think of it as a river when you're just traveling through. But the way you guys describe it, when you actually think about it, yeah.
It's cool.
It's interesting. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you.
Awesome. Yeah.